Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to the all new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. I tell you what, we've got another big weekend of college football in week two of the 2016 season. And this evening, we are headed to the SEC and Columbia, Missouri, Show Me State, to visit with the voice of the Missouri Tigers, Mike Kelly, to get the pulse on Missouri and the SEC as we take time to recap the Tigers. They lost their opening game in Morgantown against West Virginia. Good evening. It's nice to have you on the show for the very first time, Mike.
Melissa, it's my pleasure and honor to join you. Thank you so much.
Of course. And I bet it's good to be back home because we want to get your Tiger takeaways. What were your expectations in that season opener against West Virginia?
A lot of question marks for this Missouri team. You had a first-year head coach making his coaching debut in Barry Odom, who played at Missouri back in the mid to late 90s. You had a really young football team that had one experienced starter returning on the offensive line, and he had only made four starts in his career prior to Saturday against West Virginia. You had a new defensive coordinator coming in Damani Cross from TCU, a new offensive coordinator in Josh Heupel, who you're very familiar with from his days at OU, and then, of course, spent last season at Utah State. So just a lot of question marks about this football team. And, I think the better team won, obviously, in West Virginia. But I think we had some things that Missouri can look at and really have some optimism moving forward. The offensive line in particular with those, basically a whole new group. 51 times Drew Locke passed the football, and the offensive line gave up only one sack during the course of the game, so that's encouraging. Missouri had two wide receivers that went over 100 yards in receiving, and Jamon Moore for the first time in his career, and Chris Black, who's a fifth-year transfer student from the University of Alabama. A couple of things to be positive about. The things that you'd probably be a little bit concerned about is, again, under a new defensive coordinator, several mistakes that they made up front and also really on the back end defensively took too many penalties. And so those are all things that have to be corrected moving forward.
The voice of the Missouri Tigers, Mike Kelly, is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And also you can check out this entire interview at podcastarena.com. And as you give your opening remarks and takeaways from that particular game in the season opener, it sounds like you're not surprised that perhaps it wasn't closer because the Tigers were a 10-point underdog coming into that game against West Virginia.
I just think you had so many question marks that particularly on the offensive side of the football. Well, so a group of wide receivers. Jamon Moore was really the guy that had the most playing time coming in. Chris Black being a fifth-year transfer student, he didn't start in the game. He started a redshirt freshman in front of him and Jonathan Johnson, who really didn't do much Saturday. I think you could see that was his first game, at this level. Again, going back to the offensive line, how would they hold up? Missouri didn't run the football, I think, effectively as they hope that they will be able to do as the season progresses. Had a new running back, and again, another guy with those Oklahoma ties, and that Alex Ross, who transferred from Oklahoma, another fifth-year guy, finished with 67 yards rushing, but probably could have had more. Was somewhat non-existent, particularly in the second quarter, and a lot of that was just by choice and by design because they were throwing the football more. I thought that Missouri would do a better job on the defensive end. They gave up 490 yards of total offense, and so my biggest takeaway is they have to be better on that side of the football. Very encouraged by what we saw from the offense. They played two quarterbacks. Drew Locke, who returns as the starter, is just a sophomore. Marvin Zanders is a kid that's been in the Missouri program for 4 years. He's a junior and is now finally getting an opportunity to play. So they've got kind of a dual threat combination with those two guys, still trying to figure it out, fine-tune a little bit. I wasn't surprised that West Virginia won the game, but still a little disappointed, particularly on the defensive end.
Okay, so Mike, in week two, you guys have the home opener on Saturday against Eastern Michigan. What's the number one key that they must address so they can bounce back and get the season moving forward?
Well, you've got to be able to, play well, fundamentally sound on the defensive side. Eastern Michigan in their first game, and it was against Mississippi Valley State, but they still put up 61 points. And as Barry Odom, the head coach of Missouri, said on Monday during his news conference, scoring 61 in college football is tough to do against error. So the fact that Eastern Michigan was able to accomplish that, that kind of raises your eyebrows a little bit. You know, Eastern Michigan defensively held Mississippi Valley State to just 23 yards rushing in the game. So, you know, I think they'll come to Columbia with, they won't be intimidated by any stretch of the imagination walking into Mizzou Stadium tomorrow evening. So I think it's incumbent upon Missouri to really kind of focus and come out and try to play well. I don't think they'll have that nervous energy, if you will, playing your first game at home. I don't think that's going to be a factor, particularly since you opened on the road last week. But certainly a game that Missouri should win. And, I would anticipate that on both sides of the ball they'll play better than they did a week ago.
The voice of the Missouri Tigers, Mike Kelly, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And just a moment ago you were talking about their head coach in Barry Odom. Of course, this was his debut as a college head coach. He wanted to get that win, you know, off the start. But what kind of adjustments do you think he will make as a coach moving forward?
You know, that's a great question, Alyssa. He has not been afraid to be critical of himself at times, whether it be in training camp, spring ball, or even after last week's loss against Western Michigan. West Virginia. Missouri was moving the football in the second quarter, and by design, they changed quarterbacks after a timeout that West Virginia had taken, and they brought in Marvin Sanders. And the drive stalled, and without even prompting the head coach, alluded to the fact that maybe they shouldn't have made that decision at that point in time. He says, "But I'm still learning." I think he was basically trying to cover for his offensive coordinator Josh Heupel a little bit. At the end of the day, did that drive cost Missouri the game? No, not by any stretch of the imagination. But those are the little things that I think you see. Is that a guy that's I've known Barry since he was a 19-year-old, college freshman
really?
At Missouri. Yeah,
wow.
and he—oh
my goodness!
He was always one of those kids that, when he played, was very mature for his age. I'll never forget the first time that he was starting to get an opportunity to play in 1997. He was a sophomore at Missouri, and it was a team that would go 7-5 and end up losing to Colorado State in the Holiday Bowl, but. The first time I had a chance to interview Barry, he walked up to me and he stuck out his hand. He says, "I'm Barry Odom," and looked me right in the eye.
Wow.
And as you know, it's hard for young kids to do that. And he showed a great deal of grace, if you will, and also just awareness. So he was always a guy that, as a player, got more out of his abilities than probably he should have, and that was because of his grit, determination, and just his intelligence. And I really am optimistic about the job that he'll do at Mizzou. And I think if you look at his coaching staff, I'm very impressed with the staff he's put together. You got Josh Heupel, who's the offensive coordinator, who, of course, was a runner-up for a Heisman Trophy, won a national championship at Oklahoma. Jackie Shipp, who's got some Oklahoma ties, is coaching the defensive line. Damani Cross, who spent a lot of time he graduated from Missouri, but then went and worked for Dan McCartney at Iowa State. He then spent time in the NFL, came back to the college game, and worked for Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema at Wisconsin before going to TCU to work for Coach Patterson there. So he's had a lot of different opportunities to kind of learn his craft from a number of different influences. Greg Brown's a guy that was at Colorado and coached three Thorpe Award winners, in the defensive backfield for the Buffaloes. So Joe John Finley, another former Oklahoma player who coached the tight ends at Baylor a year ago, is coaching Missouri's tight ends this year. In that staff, the makeup, you've got, I think, six or seven guys, and it may be seven or eight guys, that have either coached in or played in national championship games. And that's the type of staff that Missouri really hasn't had. Even under Gary Pinkel, a lot of his guys were former MAC players that either played for him or he had a connection with that he brought with him from Toledo, and they were there together for, basically 15 seasons. So very impressed with the staff, impressed with the decisions he made in the offseason in terms of building that staff. He let go a very popular strength and conditioning coach that the players liked, but he brought in a guy from Memphis named Rourke Cutchlow that, young kids have a way of adapting, and they've done just that. And I'm all in on the future. I think they've got a chance.
The conversation continues with Mike Kelly, Missouri football play-by-play announcer, the voice of the Tigers, right here at the Big East Sports Show.